It is 7:46 WIXX. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, the time has arrived for Misconnection Wednesday on WIXX. Brought to you by OpDivision. 1-800-20-HAPPY. You call OpDivision today. Let's get right to it, shall we?
The BBW dancer. I'm looking for the BBW woman that danced at the Paradise Club. I was there about a year ago. Wanted to come back and see you again, but of course, now it's closed. You said you were 19 and lived in Neenah. If this is you, mail me back with a pic so I know it's you. My BBW.
Shop Quo. We shared 2 minutes at a Shop Quo on Saturday in the checkout lane. You were wearing knee-high black boots. You're a bit older than me, but age isn't an issue. Reply back the Shop Quo we were at and the time of day it was. Hope to hear from you.
Oh, all right.
I don't know where there's any Shop Quos in the area.
I don't either, but
sounds like a nice place.
Yeah.
I showed up at your place and you didn't answer. I left a note on your truck. You didn't try to get a hold of me. I went back one more time. You didn't answer once again. I'm getting married February 14th, 2014, as I don't play your shenanigans of games. If you loved me, you would have been in contact with me. I wasn't about to wait around forever for something that might not ever happen. If you ever knew me at all, you'd know I don't wait.
So, wait, we're getting married in a month, and we're... Yeah. Obsessing over the other guy?
Yeah. So that's healthy. Well, get started on that. Yeah,
you're not playing the shenanigans.
You need to run down that aisle.
Absolutely. Not playing shenanigans anymore.
All right.
Or tomfoolery. Your best friend tomfoolery. And the shenanigan twins.
First love. You were my first love, even though we were horrible to each other at times, probably due to our age and immaturity in relationships. We were together a really long time, but haven't spoken for about 2 or 3 years. Just wondering if you ever think of me and miss me also.
Nice. By the way, we read them as they are. So there's no punctuation like, or, you know.
Right. Club, however they're spelled.
Right, exactly.
Hey, Blondie in Grand Chute. You were not being sexiest. Cheers and Happy New Year's. Now I must go look at the calendars you sold me.
What?
I don't get it. You were not being sexiest.
Okay. All right. It's Misconnection Wednesday, by the way, brought to you by OpDivision on IXX. Trying to put some lonely hearts together here this morning.
You're the player. And I'd like to point out is Y-O-U-R.
Oh, taking possession of it at least.
Yes. I want to thank you for bringing it to my attention. What a butt you are. There was nothing sensitive or caring about you. Thank you for wasting my time and making me believe there was something between us. Thank you for showing me that you are cold-hearted. Yes, I did cry when you said that you never had any intentions to have a relationship. Why did you even look for one? You are a player. I know you. I have proof. You knew what I wanted. Shame on me for putting my heart out there so you could stomp on it. That is what you did. You played me with knowing full well you did not want me. I was a game for you. Well, game player, 1 point for you. But I'm done shedding tears for someone that is clearly not worth my love. You are the one who lied to me. Don't tell other to be honest with you when you are not honest with yourself. Frankly, you are a liar. You lied to me and you lied to yourself. Please do not tell people you love for God either because you don't. I am not bitter. I want to thank you for showing me what a butthole and player you are. I will find someone that will truly love me for me and respect me for me and not play me for a fool. Have a great life.
That was the beauty of that one. There was no bitterness whatsoever.
Awesome.
None.
To the once in a lifetime girl in Fond du Lac. The best kind of people are the ones that come into your life and make you see the sun where you once saw only clouds. The people that believe in you so much that you start to believe in you too. The people that love you simply for being you. The once in a lifetime kind of people. You are the once in a lifetime girl.
Oh my goodness. That's it. Just left her hanging like
any,
that?
Any chick in Fond du Lac, I guess.
Are you okay over
there? If this was one you had taken, tell me, please. You can't even write back? Wow. I just wanted to say hi. How are you doing? And you pretend like you don't even see my message? I am sorry I bothered you. If I thought you would do me like that, I never would have anyways. I hope you have a beautiful life. I really mean that. You're too sweet of a person for anything less.
Aw.
Mm-hmm. W. How come whenever we spend time together, I end up feeling awful about myself? We have so much fun. But I feel like we're in a bubble. Everything is great when we're in the bubble. Yet when I leave, I'm back to the real world. I have such conflicting feelings about you. I like you, but I can't stand you. If you can't even admit that we're friends, how can this friendship mean anything to you? I think I deserve better.
Planet Fitness West. Hey there. I know this is a long shot, but I saw you working out Friday afternoon, maybe with your friend or son. I kept seeing you watch me, and I wanted to thank you. You were so cute that it challenged me to work out harder than I ever had before. Thanks for making me want to impress you and giving me the hardest workout of my life.
Oh, nice.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. This Connection Wednesday, we got one more.
For the doc, you had and still have an awesome nickname. You just recently started dressing sexy, showing your pride as an individual. I want you so bad, I can't stand it. I saw you walking into Walmart. New sexy skinny jeans, sexy painted toes, sexy nice straight blonde hair. Your name starts with a D. If you think you are her, respond with the name. Keep in mind, we've been friends since middle school. Also nicknamed Doc, I just want you. I want to know what it's like. On the DL, I want to do everything to you. Please, I hope you see this.
So I guess all it takes is sexy painted toes and sexy skinny jeans.
You've known her since the eighth grade, and you're going on misconnections to make a connection.
On the DL.
Right.
Listen, dude. This is on the World Wide Web. Right. Nothing on the DL here.
You've been close since the eighth grade.
Psst, here's a secret that I know no one will know.
I don't want to talk to you.
I want to do everything to you.